As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us on a Friday. We got a lot to do today. So Tri-Day Friday, we got tickets to give away to the Eagles draft party. Fransky later in the show at Daily Mock. We'll check in with you people.
You people.
Yes, we will. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, I just want to say this real quick, man. Y'all need to do a better job, folks, of what y'all get mad about. Mm. Like, it's just, I find it interesting and funny what gets people going. And the reason what I'm talking about when I say that is the Fantastic Four trailer dropped yesterday.
How was it?
I thought it was decent, but people were upset. Me and Max were talking about it. They were upset because for a number of different reasons. They didn't like the CGI when it came to some of the characters like the Thing and the Silver Surfer. And Joe, there were people on the internet, check this out, that were mad that the Silver Surfer's boobies weren't as big as they should have been. Like, seriously. Like, you got to look like some of the chats that I was looking at, man. They were mad because in the comic book, like, looked like she had double D's.
And not in the new one.
In the movie, gotcha. She got an A cup. Okay. And people were, like, upset. I'm just saying, man. I just find it fascinating what people get mad about and will get bent out of shape about. They're mad about a fictional character with little boobies.
Well, you know, some people, you know, everyone has things that they get upset about. I'm not going to spend much time getting upset about that, but to each their own. All right. Well, you may have let us into the show today with what people are going to get mad about, because we got something big to talk about. First, though, great win by the Phillies yesterday.
Yes.
Needed a split. Sanchez is so good, Hugh. There's been a lot that happened.
Do you feel better, though?
Because there's a lot that hasn't gone right with the Phillies so far this season. Sanchez has gone right. How about this? Not only did he have a career high in strikeouts yesterday, most by a Phillies left-handed starter since Cole Hamels. But, you know, they have lost the game before he's pitched every time this year, and then he's won each of his starts.
He's a stabilizer.
He's the stopper. Christopher Sanchez, big-time start yesterday. Offense was good in the first inning, and then they held on for a victory. So they get a split. All right, let's move on to the Marlins starting tonight. We'll get to some more Phillies, including more on Sanchez, who really has become one of the most important Phillies and really one of the best contracts in Philadelphia right now. 215-592-9494. But, Hugh, you mentioned people getting upset. Well, sometimes there's a story that's important for us to talk about. And, I have a feeling where people are going to come down. I know one person in particular who's going to have a strong emotion about this. But I'm curious what people think today about this story and this idea. So, our friend we worked with for a very long time, Howard Eskin, he put out a report yesterday.
Howard.
Yes, Howard tweeted something yesterday. And he was linking up a story about a trade idea. And he was basically saying, this particular trade idea that is in this article, that's not happening. But he threw this at the end of his tweet. However, this is a quote. However, I had heard A.J. Brown's name in some trade talks with the Eagles possibly moving into the top 10. So Howard's point was, you know, trade conversations happen all the time before the draft. And Howard had heard the Eagles and whatever team, some team inside the top 10, maybe some trade talks there for the Eagles to move off of A.J. Brown for a high pick in the draft. All right, so let's use that as the backdrop of this. I saw it yesterday. I knew we would talk about it today because it's a huge potential story with the draft less than a week away. My first thought on this is I would trade A.J. Brown for a top five pick if Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter are on the board. If they're on the board when they get up on the draft, when the Eagles call a particular team, like if those guys slip past the first two or three picks, and let's say the Patriots are on the board of four, we know the A.J. Brown stuff there, Vrabel, and they need a receiver. If that's a possibility, I would trade A.J. Brown. And before everyone freaks out, and I know they just won the Super Bowl, so here comes the syndrome and all that. Let me just say a couple things. Okay, let me just say a couple things. A.J. Brown's a great football player.
Yes, he is.
This isn't, I don't think A.J.'s that good, let's trade him. Like, this is not a Trey Turner thing. I think A.J.'s a wonderful football player. But, Hugh, a couple things stand out to me. One, that you look, and I've said this for a couple months, that you look at the Eagles the way they're set up with all the money on the offensive side. Mm-hmm. And at some point here, and it doesn't have to be today.
It's going
to
catch up with them.
And they're going to have to even it out, right?
Yes.
When they start to have to pay Jalen Carter and Quinion and Cooper and Nolan, they're probably going to have to take someone off the offense and move the money to the defense. So this is a way to do it earlier. I think you get big value for A.J. right now. A year or two from now, he's a little older, a little more expensive. Maybe you wouldn't get as much. And I do think Carter and Hunter are great, great prospects that if you could get one of those to move off A.J., I would do it. And the last thing I'll say, and we'll say a lot today, is I think about how the Eagles won last year. They ran the football. Like, do I need two $25, $30 million a year wide receivers to run the football as much as they did? I don't think so. They were bottom of the NFL in terms of passing yards per game, towards the bottom, the 28th, 29th, whatever they were. They were towards the bottom of the NFL. They're a run-based team who won on their defense. If I could get a special prospect, still keep my first-round pick, I could draft another receiver the way you crazies want to, because now I need a receiver, or I could take Travis Hunter and play him both ways. If this is possible, I would do it, and then you have the specter of last year, Hurts, Brown, that dynamic. I don't know if those guys are in a great spot. I know they won the Super Bowl, but if this is possible, if Hunter or Carter are on the board, I'd pull the trigger. Hugh, curious to think, and this is where we do our daily long talk. And Hugh,
yeah, I was about to say, we need to get this segment sponsored,
yeah,
because
long talk.
This is the long talk section of the show.
So, all right, what do you do? Would you trade AJ for a top five pick?
I have to tell you my thought process when I heard this. Mm-hmm. And I know that initially a lot of people aren't going to agree with what you said, Joe, because they're not thinking about it in the way I think you should be thinking about it. I look at it like this, and Howard's right. Shout out to Howard Eskin. Teams call about everybody. They do. And as a former NFL player, I know for a fact that you're always looking to upgrade your team. You're always looking to do better and get better players and evolve. And a lot of times you have to evolve and change in spite of the talent that you have. And what I mean by that is money plays a huge factor in some of the decisions that you have to make. Okay, so I set all of that up to say this, that in a short form, yes, I would trade him, but this is why. I think there's a lot of factors that go into this. You look at his production from last year and the money that he's being paid, and you're looking at it and say, okay, we were able to still be an effective team without him, you know, not taking anything, diminishing anything from what he brought to the table or anything like that. That's not what I'm doing. Just listen to what I'm saying, people, because I know y'all probably in the cars. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, Douglas? He was on the field and we won games with him and all that stuff. Yes, we did. But I think there's another dynamic that plays into this, the locker room dynamic, you know, because I think back on some of the things that were said in the past. I think back of some of the things that were said by Jalen is talking about how, you know, Saquon Barkley was the glue and how he held this team together.
Yep.
I'm also thinking of, okay, what if this conversation has a little bit, if this conversation has legs, because maybe, just maybe, the relationship between Jalen and AJ has deteriorated to the point where they can't coexist in the locker room.
Yep.
And the fact that the Eagles right now, they're not showing it, but they're strapped for cash a little bit.
Well, I think this offseason shows us that.
Yeah, like they're strapped for cash a little bit. And coupled with that and the fact that there's been a paradigm shift in the NFL. Like, that's the biggest thing for me, Joe. There's been a paradigm shift, and it feels like we're going to see more of that this year. I'm looking at the draft now. Ashton Jeanty, as a guy that's probably going to be a top 10 pick. Mm-hmm. It's probably safe to say that. And you look at some of these other running backs. What is it, Skeeterborough?
Yeah, from Arizona State. Yeah, Hampton kid from North Carolina.
He's probably not going to be a first-round pick. But the point that I'm trying to make is, I think it's starting to shift to more of a running attack in the NFL. And you look at the Eagles and the fact that we have two high-paid receivers on this team, and one of them, it can't coexist with the quarterback.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. And you got to get cheaper. You got to start spreading that money around a little bit. And you got to get cheaper.
Yeah, well, let's listen to Howie Roseman. He talked about that, the financial situation and why they need young players here in Philadelphia.
We have a lot of good players that have earned their paychecks. We have others coming up through that will be in position to earn paychecks. And so we want to get as many young, talented players on this roster as we can to add competition, which is one of coach's core values, and also because of the financial situation that we're going to have going forward in our effort to try to win another championship for the city.
Well, Howie said it there. And here, let me give you an example of when we've already seen this. I mean, we've seen a trade like this in the NFL. Here, remember when the Chiefs moved off of Tyreek Hill?
Yeah.
To the Miami Dolphins?
Didn't miss a beat.
Like, the idea was, yeah, Tyreek Hill was a huge part of why they won a championship with Patrick Mahomes, but they said, we're looking at the future here. How do we win the next few Super Bowls? Yeah. And they said, we got to even this
thing
out.
And they went out and got
Karlaftis. They had their first-round picks the year after they traded Tyreek Hill were Trent McDuffie and Karlaftis.
That, yes.
They built the backbone of their next championship team by trading away Tyreek Hill. And look, I like AJ. I'm not trading him because I don't think he's that good. This is not like I think he's overrated. No, I think he's properly rated as a top 5 to 10 receiver in the game. He's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I just look at it as I think this day is coming. Someone on this offense that's here now is not going to be here 2 years from now. They're going to move money to reimagine this team. So if I could do it for a special value, which is a top 5 pick, which is maybe Carter or Hunter, I'd rather do that than 2 years from now we're like, oh, man, we got money problems.
Yeah.
We got to trade AJ for a third just to get off the I don't want to be there. I'd rather do it now, jump ahead of this. And the point you bring up, Hugh, about the idea of the locker room stuff, I mean, they won the Super Bowl, which is maybe means all things were fine, but it also took Brandon Graham whistleblowing, you know, a situation in that locker room. I mean, that was an entire day here at WIP for an entire week because of what he said about those two. There might be more to it. 215-592-9494. Would you trade A.J. Brown for a top 5 pick in the draft next week? Hugh and I are aligned on this one. We would. I think I know someone here that would not. Kyle, what are you feeling this morning? Would you trade A.J. for a top 5 pick?
So just first of all, thank goodness that it's Friday, because I'm going to need a beer after the show.
Yep.
Because I'm gonna have a massive headache.
A beer?
10, maybe.
You guys are
out of your minds.
Oh, come on now.
You want to trade our best offensive player for a guy who, I mean, let's say Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, whatever. We don't know who any of these guys are really going to be in the NFL. They are just prospects, right? Don't give me the crap about how they won last year. I don't care how they won last year. I want to win again next year. The page is turned, right? We're not going to be able to count on Saquon Barkley to do what he did again next season, especially if you get rid of A.J. Brown, by the way, who took away some attention from a guy like Saquon Barkley. I think the defense is going to take a little bit of a step back considering all the guys that they lost there. The Eagles next year, if they want to win and be competitive, they're going to have to throw the damn ball. I know they weren't good at it last year, but they're going to be even worse at it next year if you get rid of the wide receiver who they were 16-0 with when the starting quarterback played. There's so much evidence to suggest that this Eagles offense stinks without A.J. Brown. And I know they had Saquon last year, but they went to the Super Bowl as soon as they got A.J. Brown without Saquon Barkley. He's their best offensive weapon. We already lost so much on defense, and now you want to lose. Yeah, the defense is going to get worse next year, and now you want to make the offense worse next year. Abdul Carter might be a great player, but even Jalen Carter took a couple of years to come into his own and be the guy that he was. Like, if you get rid of your best offensive player and you get a guy in the top five who's going to be on your defense, Abdul Carter, they're just not going to be as good of a team next year. I mean, maybe I would see like 10 wins, 9 wins next year if you let all these guys on defense go and then your best offensive player. This whole idea is absolutely insane.
So I don't think it's insane. I know you're frustrated about it. I don't think it's insane. And so you said it's about winning the next one, right? It's not about what has happened. And you're kind of talking about the point of, well, they ran their way last year. They may have to throw their way this year. Well, guess what, guys? We don't know how AJ is going to look as he ages. The guy has had knee issues. I mean, remember the postseason last year? Do we forget how invisible he was for three of the four games? And it was, I don't think it was just because he was a decoy. He couldn't run much. One catch for 10 yards against the Packers. Two catches for 14 against the Rams. That wasn't he's being triple covered. Prime AJ was he had a knee issue. In the Super Bowl, he had the touchdown, and he had three catches for 43 yards. In three of the four playoff games, he didn't look right. Now, maybe he had a knee sprain, and he's fine now, and that was just a small thing. I don't know. This guy's had knee issues a couple times in his career. I'd rather do this now. I'm telling you, they're going to do this 3 years from now anyway, or 2 years from now anyway. Someone on this offense won't be here, and if you just wait, you're not going to get much for that guy.
Why would you jump? Okay, so you're saying it might happen in 3 years. Wouldn't you rather have 3 years of your best offensive player? And I mean, like, if you end up getting three great years out of A.J. Brown,
maybe,
then why do I care what they if they end up losing him for nothing?
Because like, you're getting 3 years, something great back.
I don't know what the Eagles are going to look like in 3 years.
Well, hold on.
I do know that they have a much better chance of winning next year with A.J. Brown on the team than no A.J. Brown and a draft pick.
Sure, but they might get something special back. I mean, these players might be special. I mean, 2 days ago, the whole city told me Howie Roseman has figured out drafting. Well, give him a top five pick.
Well, I don't think he has.
Well, I know you don't. At least it's consistent. But everyone told me he's figured this out. Give him a top five draft pick. I mean, look, where have most of the Eagles' best players come from? Lane Johnson, Saquon Barkley, Devontae Smith, look at Jalen Carter. They're blue chip players.
You're
blue
avoiding A.J. Brown, who they traded for.
I know. But they used a first round pick to get him. But,
yeah.
But most of the best players in this team are blue chip talent. That's what Carter is, mm-hmm. Abdul. That's what Travis Hunter
that's
is.
What A.J. Brown is.
Well, he was, but he,
no, he is.
Yeah. No,
he's
is.
Still one of the best receivers in the
sure.
league. Like, you said we might get something special back. You know who's special? A.J. Brown.
Yeah,
he is special.
Last year, he didn't get the ball that much. I mean, let's be real. I mean, he didn't have a special year
I understand
last year.
That, but they're going to have to change that next year.
Yeah,
He's going to have to get the ball next year.
I just think it'd be incredible value. I don't want to give away A.J. Brown. I'm not trading him away for a second round pick or third round pick. I'm not in the business of just giving away A.J. Brown. I don't think you are either. I think we both see him as a similar player. He's great.
No, he's a phenomenal player. It's just the economics of the situation that we're in, Joe. And I think that a lot of times people can't see that. And that's why we're here. You know, we're here to try to give you a little insight of how this thing might go.
Class is in session
today.
Yeah,
I'm trying to teach y'all, man.
Professor Douglas is here.
Y'all don't want to listen to what your
brother,
your
boy trying to... Aren't you defense is a luxury guy?
Yeah, I am. And
hey, you want to get rid of our best offensive player?
Hold on. What if Travis Hunter's there? You can play both sides.
I don't even...
What if he plays both ways?
First of all, I could be like... Travis Hunter, there's zero chance. Abdul Carter, 0.1% chance.
Oh, you mean being there for the
No, I'm saying like in terms of if the Eagles had to deal A.J. Brown and it was for one of the two players, I would much rather be Abdul Carter than Travis Hunter.
I would take both in a heartbeat.
I think there's a lot at play here when we even have this conversation or we even consider it. And I think the number one thing that I don't think people are looking at is the growth of Jalen Hurts. Now, I don't know if everybody believes that Jalen has grown to be the quarterback that you don't need to have a whole lot of talent around you. That still remains to be seen. But think about it like this, people, and I think this is where we need to be. If this conversation is being had, think about all the parameters in this that the Eagles are dealing with. Joe Banner came out about a month ago, right? Said that the Eagles might be in a little bit more cap trouble than you think.
Yep. And,
right?
he understands that
and
situation better than we do.
Intimately more so than any of us. He understands that. The locker room dynamic has probably deteriorated to a point where they feel like, you know, maybe it is time to move on from A.J. Brown. I'm just hypothetically saying this. I don't know this to be true.
Well, before you go on.
That doesn't jive with me because they did just win the Super Bowl with whatever this locker room dynamic was.
Let's not forget one thing, though. He was upset to the point where Brandon Graham had to go on these airwaves and say these two need to talk in the best Eagles season of all time.
And did it ruin the season?
No, I think you're missing this. It's going to be choppier in other years, right? They're not going to win 14 straight weeks, right? Most years are a little choppier than last year. Mm-hmm. They didn't lose a game when they were at full strength from September on.
And that's right, with A.J. Brown.
But he was still annoyed.
The two games they lost didn't play, A.J. was out.
But like when you get insurance, it's not for when things are good, it's for when things are bad. And I think to you, I'm playing off of what Hugh's saying. If I look at it and say, this is supposed to be our... I'll use an analogy. We do analogies here. If you're upset on your honeymoon, what are you going to do when the rocky times hit? Right? Like, that was a special year, and we still had issues. He's still reading the book, which I know we've spun into
a... Man, upset on the honeymoon.
But if they're upset in their best moment. So to Hugh's point, they may say, wait a second. Mm-hmm. he was annoyed at our best season ever. What's going to happen when we hit real turbulence?
Well, okay, I got a solution to that.
What?
Throw AJ the damn ball next year because you're going to have to.
Well, guess what? They won without throwing him the ball.
I know, but they're not going to be able to do it again.
All right, go ahead, Hugh. You finish your
point. Well, it's one of those things where I think as fans, we have to step back and look at, okay, realistically, why this might be a conversation.
Yes.
And that's kind of where I'm at with it. If it puts us in position to get an Abdul Carter, isn't that kind of what we wanted? Because we lost so much on the defensive side of the ball, and it puts us in a position to get generational talent to put with another generational talent we already have.
Let's not forget, on with this conversation, we've done some mock drafts, our daily mocks, where they take a receiver at 32. We're not giving away the 32nd pick. This is AJ for a top 10 pick, right? So they could take Carter, right, at four, whatever. Yeah. And they could take a wide receiver at 32 to replace A.J. Brown.
Because I'm looking at this, and I don't know how many wide receivers are mocked in the first round. But the last time we did our little evaluation, I didn't see a whole lot. So there's a good chance that you could get a good tight end, a good receiver in a later round. So I think that a lot of times you just have to think outside the box just a little bit and wonder why this thing has legs. Because this isn't the first time that we've heard any AJ name associated with any type of trade. This is not the first time we've heard that. And if there's a lot of interest for him, strike while the iron's hot.
Well, I think you bring up something really interesting there with the AJ, specifically AJ, because we all realize they have a cap issue, right? We've all realized they're spending a lot on the offense. You know whose name never comes up in this? Devontae Smith. It's the same principle. It's you subtract a receiver to reimagine the team in a different way. That never gets brought up.
Eagles will be a much worse offense if they trade A.J. Brown next year.
That's right. But they might be ready for that. But
they'll be a different offense, but I think they'll still be effective.
They'll be worse.
But they could be a better team.
They're not going to, for a rookie, on defense?
They could be.
If we trade A.J. Brown for Abdul Carter or whatever, I guarantee you they're not going to be as good of a team next year.
Why can't Abdul Carter be Jared Verse? Jared Verse came here in the playoff game and pushed Jordan Mailata around for 3 hours.
That's awesome. That's not a regular occurrence, though.
I know that.
It's very rare that draft picks come in and make an immediate impact.
Sure, but you also don't usually get a player of this ilk.
I mean, we have a player. A.J. Brown is a player of this ilk.
For now. I mean, the Chiefs traded away Tyreek Hill and haven't missed a beat.
Yeah.
They have Patrick Mahomes.
Sure,
man.
They do. Yeah. But Jalen needs A.J. Brown.
Right, that's why the conversation is, how do you feel about Jalen?
I think he needs A.J. Brown.
So there it is.
Well, but also, hold on. But Patrick Mahomes has been appreciably worse without Tyreek Hill. He's won more. But look at his numbers.
You're talking about his throwing numbers, passing numbers.
Their offense has been way worse without Tyreek Hill. They win more.
But they're not winning. They're not winning without Patrick Mahomes.
I don't care who.
You can tell me that their defense is better. It is. But without Mahomes, they're not the Chiefs.
But their football team is better.
But they're not where they are without Mahomes. It's a different story.
Well, I can make the argument we're not where we are without Jalen.
I'd make an argument that we're not where we are more so because of AJ than Jalen.
Well, I would probably say more so Jalen.
Guess what? They can win with Jalen. They have to have a big defense behind them. Like, they don't know win with Jalen and wide receivers. They win with Jalen and defense.
I'm just warning you. You take AJ Brown away from Jalen, it's going to be a rude awakening
for
a lot of people.
215-592-9494. Where do you come down on the idea of trading AJ Brown for a top 5 pick? I would do it. I understand. And this isn't, I don't think AJ's good. I think he's very good. I think he's an excellent player. But I think the idea of reimagining the team, adding a star-level player, if Travis Hunter, who I love, and Abdul Carter, who I love, are on the board and the Eagles could trade into a pick to acquire one of those two, I would surrender A.J. Brown to do it. Hugh would do it for a top 5 pick.
Yeah, not so much Travis Hunter, though.
You're more Carter.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I think this is my personal opinion. Yeah. I think with his demands and what he wants to do, he'd be more of a problem. Mm. then he would be more of a liability than an asset.
Yeah, I mean, who you want is the one thing, but would you do it for the top 5 pick? Kyle Wooten, we would. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls here. Plus, some names that could be available if they make this move. That's all coming up. It is the Midday Show and a Tri-Day on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Good win by the Phillies yesterday. Sanchez was awesome. Scott Fransky.
Seven of them things, man.
Ooh, 12. I mean, career high in strikeouts. He was mowing them down. Velocity was all the way through. Great start by Sanchez. Phillies get a win. Back at it tonight. Marlins with Wheeler on the mound.
It'll be a nice night, too.
70 degrees out
there?
You thinking about going to the game?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Scott Fransky joins us at noon for a little Fransky Friday. We'll get to you people in a daily mock at 1 o'clock. Who knows? Maybe that mock draft will have the Eagles trading into the top five. Howard Eskin reported he had heard the Eagles had some conversations with teams about moving into the top 10. A.J. Brown's name had come up. Now, this isn't the first time something like that has been out there. Remember this. Matthew Berry, who writes for NBC Sports, you know, he's been the fantasy guy for years, but he does a lot of stuff, NBC Sports and podcast scene, and he was out at the Combine in Indianapolis in February, and he wrote this in his column post-Combine, quote, and this is about the Patriots, "I heard they are knocking on all doors, seeing what they could possibly trade for, and one person told me they heard the Patriots called Philly asking if A.J. Brown was available." He said, shrug emoji, I don't know if that's true or what Philly's answer is, but this much seems certain. New England will aggressively try to upgrade its wide receiver room this offseason. They did sign Stephon Diggs for what that's worth, but to me, he's not a number one at this point. He's probably a two or a three. But Barry said that in February. Howard said what he said yesterday. Then now let's listen to Todd McShay, draft insider, on what he's heard with the Patriots and what could be going on as they get ready to pick fourth as of now.
The agent doesn't let Abdul Carter travel to Foxborough, Massachusetts if he thinks there's a chance. So the agent's getting the same information that I'm getting, that NFL teams are getting, that Shador could be in play at three.
You don't make the flight unless you think you might have to, right?
Yeah. So that part's fast. So if you're a Patriots fan and you're like, yeah, I like Will Campbell a lot, offensive tackle, and I'm told it's either Abdul if he falls to four or it's Will Campbell. That's another bit of information. Again, not all information is accurate, but it's coming from pretty good sources that just wouldn't say I have a good feeling or sense or a good source on that.
All right, Hugh, let's dive into this for a second. Then right back to your phone calls, 215-592-9494. This hour on 94WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. So there's two parts to this, right? One is, would people even be willing to think about AJ for a top five pick? And then the other part, and you mentioned it before our break, is if the Eagles did this, what could they get, right? What would be there within this range?
What's the end game?
What's the end game? Who could they select? So the way McShay framed that, the Giants feel like the wild card of this draft. The Browns and Giants, right? The quarterback's going to go one with Cam Ward. Giants and Browns, 3 and 2, 2 and 3. Are they taking Hunter and Carter, or is one of those teams going to take a quarterback? Like, if the Giants take Shedeur Sanders, that means either Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter has to be on the board when the Patriots pick at 4.
Yeah.
And to me, Hugh, after all the smoke with AJ and the Patriots the last couple of years, that, like, if I'm trying to connect dots, if I had to guess what Howard heard, probably the Patriots. The fourth pick feels like,
and they've been on it. And you know, let's put this out here too, because there's some monetary things that are tied to AJ.
Yeah, if they trade him
as far as the cap hit,
it's a big cap hit.
Yeah, but we've seen in the past teams that take that cap hit.
Russell Wilson trade.
Yeah, they'll take the cap hit.
I mean, the Eagles took a $36 million hit to get Wentz out.
Yeah, Wentz out of town. So it's not a bigger deal as it once was.
Well, think about what you're saying, though. 2020 Carson Wentz and Russell Wilson at the end of his Seahawks career, are players you take the dead cap hit on.
I understand,
right, but
what
you're
saying,
not getting a top five pick for those players.
Yeah, like,
you're
not.
Well, you got a first round for Wentz.
Sure, but this is a top five pick we're talking about.
I understand that, but like, you do that with a player. Like, the Browns would take the cap hit on Deshaun Watson if they could.
Sure. I just think Hugh's point is dead cap hits don't know.
It's not that. Yeah, that's the point. I'm just saying the dead cap hit is not a big deal.
Well,
now,
shouldn't that be your last resort? Like, we're not at last resort with AJ Brown.
I look at it like this.
But you'll never be offered a top five pick for this player again.
Good. I don't want one.
Well, that's your prerogative.
I look at it like this, Kyle. When outside of your quarterback, who else on this team do you think is worth what the Pages or whatever is asking for?
Carter. Jalen Carter.
Yeah, you're definitely not giving him up.
Right.
So AJ's the guy.
Why does he have to be the guy?
Like, because I'm not giving up Jalen Carter.
I'm not giving up AJ Brown. If let's think about it. If a team is willing to offer a number 4 overall pick for AJ Brown, you have a pretty damn good player on your hands.
And
you're just willy-nilly giving him away.
Because we're hypothetically.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Right. Would you like obviously.
To see, oh. Would you like to see the Carter twins play together?
Yes.
Would you like to see that? Like,
yes.
Like Kyle, think about
not
it.
Not
like
as much your, as I want to see AJ no, Brown on this offense again next year.
You know what, Kyle? I think you do.
I don't. I really don't.
I think you do. I think you're just afraid of the unknown.
No. Look, if I can get Abdul Carter here without having to trade AJ Brown, of course I would do it.
Let me try to help you out. Let me put your mind at ease.
Not gonna work.
Think about it like this. AJ Brown was a second round draft pick, right? Phenomenal receiver.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good chance in this draft you could find somebody that's comparable. I know we don't like.
Why would I want to take that chance?
We're afraid of the unknown. I know we're afraid of the unknown.
We should be.
Therapist
I know, I could hear that.
We're afraid of the unknown, Kyle, but you can't be afraid of the unknown. Bro.
I am. No, known commodities are important, especially if you're going
you
to try and go win a
afraid,
Super Bowl.
Bro. We didn't know
I
who,
am afraid.
We didn't know who A.J. Brown was.
Everyone should
here.
Be afraid.
Don't
I don't
be
care.
Afraid.
I'm not worried about what A.J. Brown was. I'm worried about what he is.
Can't be afraid of change, bro.
I am.
So, can't all right. So the point
I'm afraid of getting worse.
The point you brought up that if the Patriots were won't offer the fourth pick, or someone's won't offer a top five pick. What does that say about AJ? That's a very good point. It's a fair point. It means he's a special player, and they want to give up top dollar. Again, and I know you'll scream Mahomes back, but the Chiefs probably said to themselves, wow, we found a team want to give us 2 ones for Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill's awesome. You know where Tyreek Hill's going to end up? The Hall of Fame. So is AJ Brown, potentially. But it doesn't matter. It matters just how the Eagles build the next great team. And if they think they could build it with a top five pick here, then I'm okay with it. Like, if they think Abdul Carter is the next, I know everyone hates Micah Parsons, but the next Micah Parsons, that's a great trade.
I don't think you, I also don't think it's good practice to look at what the best dynasty in football over the last, you know, however many or so years did one time, because they have one, best offensive coach of the league, best quarterback in the league, and say, well, we can do that too.
No,
I don't think that's a good way of looking at it.
But there's a reason they did it, because they needed to reimagine their team because it was getting too expensive on offense. It's the philosophy more than they pulled it off. 215-592-9494. And let's not discount what Hughes talked about a lot of times. What if the dynamic between Hurts and Brown is worse than we think? And I know they got through it and they won 6 more games after they had the whole Brandon Graham thing, but what they got to deal with this for years and years and years.
What about my solution, though?
Which is?
Throw him the damn ball next year. They're going to have
I'm
to.
I'm not interested in keeping him happy. I want to win football games.
But throwing A.J. Brown, acting like throwing A.J. Brown the ball is not conducive to winning football games. Like, those go hand in hand.
Well, sometimes. It didn't last year.
A lot of times.
It did not last year.
When he's on the field, they don't have to double team Devontae. They don't have to stack the box. Or they have to. They can't stack the box against Saquon Barkley. Like, you understand having one of the best threats at wide receiver out there changes things for Saquon, changes things for AJ, it changes things for Devontae, it changes everything. They were undefeated, 16-0 with him.
I could also argue 2 years ago, they got themselves in trouble forcing the ball to him. We all went crazy about those 125-yard games, and then Jalen kept forcing it to him and throw 15 picks.
Well, they had one of the worst defenses
right.
in the league.
But offensively, they forced the ball to AJ that year. They did. I mean, that was the whole offense, and it didn't flow as well.
We have a much larger sample size of the Eagles being great with AJ Brown than we do without him. By the way, that Tampa game in the playoffs, you know who wasn't on the field?
A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown.
He might as well not have been out there for the Packer game, and they still won the game. I mean, like, he's a receiver. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
The callers have entered the chat.
Here we go. Go ahead, Jeff. What's up, buddy?
I'm on Kyle's side on this. There's no way I'm trading a bona fide Pro Bowler, possible Hall of Famer, for a possible top pick. Like, are you sure the Eagles even want to do this, Joe? Because you're saying that all these other teams are looking for, you know, possible trades to get, you know, trading up there or trading down or whatever. But nowhere did I hear the Eagles actually want to do this.
So Jeff, I don't. It's a fair point. I don't know what the Eagles want to do. And again, based on the two reports we have out there, right? Matthew Berry at the combine, and then Howard yesterday. If I had to read into them, like just kind of pick them apart, it sounds to me like the calls were probably initiated by the other side, right? Like by the Patriots. But what is interesting is this name keeps coming up, right? There's not been any report that the Eagles and there's talks about Devontae, which leads me to also connect the dot that they're at least willing to pick up the phone when an AJ call comes in. I don't know if they want to trade him, but it seems like they're not like blocking these calls.
Well, in my opinion, the name keeps coming up because of the rumored and possible rift between Jalen and AJ this past year. I mean, that's an easy way to go, oh, wait, you got a guy that's causing trouble? Oh, we'll take him.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So they're not asking about Devontae. They're not asking about Jalen. They're asking about the guy that possibly had an issue with his quarterback.
So I think that's easy. The other part to add in, I'll let you finish, Jeff, is obviously the Eagles haven't traded him, right? So he's still here, so we can assume they don't really want to. But there's also another element, like, maybe the Eagles are like, I'm just trying to imagine the conversation. Maybe the Eagles are like, nah, probably not, but let's see what's there when you're on the board on Thursday night with the fourth pick, right? If the Eagles may look at Abdul Carter and say, he's the best pass rusher come out of a draft in 6 years. If he's on the board, call us back. If he's not, forget it. This is silly. Let's all move on. We wouldn't. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the Eagles are thinking, but I do think there's something going on here that's beyond just the normal trade stuff.
What Halley doesn't normally do is trade bona fide starters that are, you know, four possible picks. He's traded picks to get up to other picks. He's traded mid-level players to get to move up. I mean, he kind of did that with Wentz, where he just kept moving up step by step until he got to the top. So I just don't see the Eagles doing that. I wouldn't want to do it. I mean, I got a guy in hand right now. And, yes, as much as people were complaining that they weren't throwing the ball enough last year, and now we're hoping that they do. And your argument about, well, they threw it to AJ 2 years ago, and look what happened. It didn't work. His threat of being on the team to take some of the pressure off of Devontae and Saquon, that's enough for me. That is enough for me.
And I think, Jeff, I think it's a lot for a lot of people. I mean, I imagine most people, Jeff, good phone call. Hugh, I imagine we're fighting uphill on this. I think most people don't want to do this. But that's okay. And I don't think it's a matter of they're trying to trade him. But I don't think there's any player that you just hang up the phone, especially when the value's this high.
There's not. And that's the premise that I'm operating from, Joe. It's like, when I heard this, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts to this. No question about it. But I think that it's important that you look and see why this potentially might be a thing.
Right.
And you look at the production. I know AJ's a phenomenal player, and I'm not trying to sit here and say that he's not an intricate part of this offense. But being strapped for cash and trying to be relevant and go to another Super Bowl, that changes the dynamic of everything. And Eagles did something that was unprecedented at the time when they signed both receivers to like $20 million contracts. You know, we saw that Cincinnati just did it, and look what they're doing. Trey Henderson is on his way out the door. Mm-hmm. So now the Eagles have won the Super Bowl. They don't want to do a whole hard reset, but you have to account for the fact that you don't want Jalen Carter to go anywhere. So they want to make sure they take care of him. Like I said before, when you look in this draft, you can find a good receiver. That's the thing that I don't think people want to wrap their mind around, because you want to hold on to what you know. But I can name you a bunch of receivers that were good in the NFL that weren't first-round draft picks.
Oh, tons, yeah.
A ton of them.
You also have the 32nd pick, which is a first-round pick.
Yeah, right? And you have the opportunity, if you wanted to replace that guy. Now, I know that every time that you draft, you're drafting an unknown. And that's what I think a lot of people are afraid of, because you don't know what you're getting.
Yeah, the whole AJ Brown was drafted in the second thing means nothing to me.
Yeah, but we didn't know. But listen, I could say AJ Brown probably reached his pinnacle when he got here. He would have never reached it like that in Tennessee.
But what does that tell you then?
That means we need him. It was a symbiotic relationship.
Sure, but Jalen needs AJ Brown.
Well, we can get Jalen another receiver. That's all I'm saying.
But not one as good as AJ Brown.
Kyle, it was a symbiotic relationship.
That's so beautiful and cute. And I hope they're frolicking through the flowers today. But like, I think we're totally diminishing what AJ Brown does for this offense.
No, we're not.
That you could find an AJ Brown in the second round is hogwash.
No, you're not finding AJ Brown, but are you making a better team? Like, if AJ's an A, is he an A receiver? I think he's an A.
Of course he is.
But if I get an A pass rusher at four, And I get
it's a maybe A, by the way.
Okay, if I said if, so that takes care of the maybe. Right. If I get an A pass rusher at number four, and I use my 32nd pick on a receiver, and that guy is a B receiver,
you have a worse team next year.
Does an A pass rusher and a B receiver equal an A receiver? I think it makes you better.
No, I don't agree, because I think the defense is probably like he can be an A pass rusher, maybe not next year though.
Maybe not.
You have a worse team next year. If you're gonna lose now.
I've accepted that anyway. They're not going to be as good next year.
But I haven't. I think the Eagles' best path to winning next year is by relying on the passing offense. I mean, they're going to have to. Whether or not you think they can is whatever. But they have to.
So I don't disagree with you. The best path to winning next year. But with this, are the Eagles prioritizing winning the Super Bowl next year? This offseason so far tells me they're not.
Well, if they trade A.J. freaking Brown, they're definitely not.
Well, but okay, and we can argue about that all day, but maybe this trade helps them win the Super Bowl in 2027, in 2028.
I don't think it does.
Well, I think it certainly
could. Like, you have A.J. for, what, 3 more years in this contract before he's a free agent?
Yeah.
Like, the Tyreek Hill thing, Tyreek Hill was demanding a new contract from the Chiefs.
I know.
We don't have this. We just paid A.J.
Right,
Brown.
But they have money issues. I mean, however...
They're going to have even more if they trade him.
Well, then for 1 year, it's a cap hit. Then you move forward, and the cap clears out.
I just don't know why we should be eager to do that, though.
Well, I'm eager because I think the value is enormous. Again, if the trade conversation was, if someone put out a rumor, whether it be anyone we know or Matthew Berry or Howard Eskin, if someone put out a trade thing, you know, the Eagles have taken a phone call on AJ for a second and third round pick, I'd say that's ridiculous. This guy's put up insane numbers. He's one of the best receivers ever play here.
If AJ Brown came out of this year's draft, he's 27 years old, by the way.
Yeah.
Knowing what he was right now, Where would he get drafted?
Top five.
Okay.
I know. He's
so
a great player.
So why would we take a maybe top five for a guaranteed top five?
Because that's the NFL in a nutshell.
No, it's not.
What is? But
it really is. But
it's not. But we won the Super Bowl by having as much talent as possible.
You won the Super Bowl.
You're going to lose talent just for maybe talent.
I think you're not. I think you're ignoring a little bit the economics, the money.
The money's a big part of it.
The player they're going to get is going to make $40 million over the next 4 years. AJ is going to make that almost by himself each year.
Okay, the Eagles clearly. Okay, the Eagles just paid AJ Brown last offseason, right?
Yes.
What, so, like, all of a sudden, you think the Eagles are that dumb to where next year it's like, oh, crap, we have a financial issue and it's AJ Brown?
No, they're not dumb.
Like, what are we talking
about?
But
smart teams get ahead of it. They don't, like...
Get ahead of it. They just paid him.
Right.
Why would they extend him for 4 years and then the next year get out ahead of something?
Well, hold on.
Didn't they do that with Carson? Well...
Carson
sucked.
But wait.
We have to stop doing Carson comparisons.
When they signed AJ, was that draft day? I think it was draft day.
Yeah. When they signed him?
When they gave him the extension. I think it was draft day last year, because I remember that. They didn't know then, like, heck, we're about to draft two players that are going to be $25 million a year players in a few years. It hit, right? They just got Quinyon Mitchell. Like, these teams don't think about this, like, day-to-day. They think about it year in, year out. Like, Quinyon, overnight, looks like a player that could be worth $25 million
a year. That's awesome. I love it. But the lever to pull isn't getting rid of your best player on offense.
That's fine. And we can wait, and we can do it your way. And then 3 years from now, or 2 years from now, they get a fourth-round pick for AJ. That's the way the NFL works.
I don't care. Well, I want AJ Brown for 3 years.
I know you do. And
care about the return for AJ Brown. I don't want to get rid of AJ Brown.
Then you don't have to.
But I'm not.
I would for a top-five pick. You would as well. Self in North Philly. What's up, Self?
Yo, what's going on?
Hey, Self. What's up?
Hey, look, first off, shout out to my daughter. I'm giving her her driving test. She passed her permit yesterday.
Congratulations.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah. I had to tell her to stop because, you know, I want to live. but listen, first off, y'all, have I not told y'all that Nola's on a decline?
You have, and
y'all hang up on me, all that stuff. But what's the
conversation? Well, no, you say he stinks. Nola, yeah, but he's on the decline. I see. I'm with you. I got it.
There's Nola on the decline, right?
Yes.
And now we're making now. Cal said once again, Calvin. He said, you know, the argument is we rip it. No, you don't. We make excuses for Nola. Mm. Now he can't pitch in the cold. He gets too much money.
Did anyone make excuses for him yesterday besides you?
Secondly, yeah.
Besides company
then. No, your nonsense was that we rip Taiwan when he stinks, but never say anything
right.
on Nola.
Right.
Wrong.
We'll come back to this. Self, what do you got on AJ?
Yeah,
let's keep it to AJ. Yeah, we'll come back.
Dope.
As far as did I not say AJ is a cancer, get rid of AJ. What's the conversation now? Will we trade AJ? See, y'all don't hear me and listen to what I'm saying. I don't want to argue with y'all. I'm just giving y'all a point, right? Now, you was dead right. I wouldn't go get the Travis ball because he already showing that he's going to be a problem. If you don't use him in enough of the offense, he's going to be a problem. You know what I'm saying? If you don't use him enough in the defense, he's going to be a problem. We don't want that problem. I would definitely, did I not say, let's go get the Penn State Bowl and add some Lions to these Bulldogs.
Mm-hmm.
I said this stuff. So if anything, yes, I will get rid of AJ and go get Abdul Carter and let him play next to let the Carter boys have their way. You know what I'm saying? That I'm dubbing that name, the Carter boys. Go get him. Let the Carter boys wreak havoc on offenses next season.
The Carter That's boys. Salif, I hear you, man. And you have been on this. We appreciate the phone
That's
call.
An L for you guys, by the
That's
way.
That's okay. I'll take, you know, yeah, you can't win them all. But I needed sometimes you lose the battle to win the war, right? And that's what you got
self-understanding.
Yeah,
you're happy.
I needed a win there, and I got it from self. All right, 215-592-9494. Hugh. Who knows? Maybe something big like this goes down during the draft next week. We're going to be at the draft party doing a show, a live draft show, special show at 6 p.m. next Thursday night. You could be there starting at 7 with us. We have a 4-pack of tickets. This is sold out. Eagles 2025 draft party at the Link. And you know what we're going to do today? It's a Friday. So we're going to do a little Tri-Day Friday for these tickets.
It's a Tri-Day Friday.
It's Tri-Day. Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
All right, it is a Tri-Day Friday here on the Midday Show. So it's Easter this weekend, right? Sunday is Easter. You spoke yesterday about the egg situation.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. Somebody said, shout out to the lady that said they're paying marshmallows.
Oh, that's an interesting idea.
Yeah, it's creative. It's cheaper.
Easter egg hunts, you got the dying of the egg. So we had eggs on the mind today. So for Tri-Day, give us your favorite egg dish. Way to make eggs, eat eggs. I mean, you can go simple. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of simple ways to make eggs. Or a little bit spruced up. Favorite way, best way, creative ways to eat an egg. The best answer we get, most delicious answer we get on a Tri-Day that we want to try, wins the 4-pack of tickets to the Eagles draft show. I'm a big egg guy. You an egg guy?
Not really. Not
Are you anti-egg, or you just don't have them that often?
No, you know.
He was worried about the price now.
No, eggs like, what, $5 a carton or something like that? Probably more than that. All depends on where you go.
It depends on what, and if you want to get like a, do they have the cage-free ones or just the regular?
Yeah, the free-range eggs or whatever.
Yeah, probably range from like, I don't know, some in the $6 or more.
It's a great source of protein, but lately, no, I haven't. The last time I bought some eggs, I made some tuna, right?
Okay.
And when I went to the store and bought them, they had a 2-carton minimum of the eggs that you could buy.
Mm.
So yeah, it was people were trying to, you know, they were fighting each other over eggs.
I'm an egg guy. All right, best answer we get today wins this 4-pack of tickets to the Eagles draft show, draft party, I should say, next Thursday night. Man, we're 6 days away from the first round of the NFL draft, and there's AJ Brown rumors out there. 215-592-9494. All right, simple premise today. Would you trade AJ for a top 5 pick in this draft? Both Hugh and I, we're aligned today. Trying to get everyone on the right side. I would do this. If Carter or Hunter is available, I would do it. Hugh Moore in the Carter camp. But if you could get a top 5 pick for AJ, would you do it? Kyle is screaming at both of us today, and that's okay. Where do you come down in all this? Your calls on the other side. We'll get your phone calls up here. Plus, we'll get to Christopher Sanchez's evening last night. He was excellent. One of his best starts of his career. He's been a stopper for this team. And I think he's morphed into something here. He belongs on a list in Philadelphia Sports. We'll get to next. Your favorite way to eat eggs for a Tri-Day Friday. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.